Springfield's Talk 104.1 and a good Tuesday morning, friends. There's a flood advisory west of Springfield until noon today, so the rest of you are fine. Still have a chance of showers today and tonight and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, in fact. Well, Missouri making national news over the last several days, coronavirus-related, of course. One, because not one, but two hairdressers, evidently, or hairstylist, have coronavirus. There are dozens upon dozens upon dozens of people that came into contact with that particular individual. Then you had what first, I believe, got national attention with a posting on TMZ, and that is a video at one swimming pool at a bar / swimming pool area at Lake of the Ozarks, and there were a lot of people in the pool, and they were not social distancing. And this, of course, it's national news, international news. Now, I got news for you. If you think that in this entire country, that is the only place there were that many people in that close proximity to one another, you're fooling yourself. I can all but guarantee you that many people within that sort of proximity to one another were in, I can't even begin to imagine how many places in Missouri alone, many of them indoors, many of them at restaurants, but just the imagery of all those people having fun in the swimming pool. Don't they know we're supposed to be shut down from fun? You're not supposed to be doing this. And so now we're all going to die. That's the short of it, of course. We've got Don Luzader, and he's here with our latest news this morning.
Thank you for that report.
You're welcome.
Yes, we're all going to die.
Yep.
That's a great way to start the week.
Yeah, and you know what? It is true. Prove me wrong.
Okay, we'll see. I can't prove that wrong,
well,
actually.
That's right.
A Greene County jail inmate is back behind bars today after escaping for several hours Monday evening. The sheriff's office says Nathan Sneed manipulated an 8-inch section of fence to make his getaway around 6:40 p.m. Another inmate, Jacob Atkinson, also got loose but was captured quickly with the help of Springfield police. Now, Sneed was arrested very late Sunday night after an intense search over near Cox North and the Drury University campus. He was being held for third-degree domestic assault. And while many people did not attend Springfield's National Cemetery to pay their respects on Memorial Day, some still did. The staff at the cemetery did a short wreath-laying ceremony in private. Every grave in the cemetery was given a flag, and that also the case out at the Missouri Veterans Cemetery and others across the Ozarks. But no formal Memorial Day services for the first time anyone can remember. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply, a flood advisory again west of Springfield until noon today. We're going to have a 50% chance of showers today, a high of 74, cloudy, more showers tonight, 62 for a low. Showers and an afternoon thunderstorm on Wednesday with a high of 74, and Thursday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 75. 65 and cloudy. Now, the Queen City Motors talk and text line. That is the line if you want to call into the show. Perhaps be on air, you can, or text as well. 447-KSGF is the number. We will also talk a little bit about the Biden assertion. I know this is several days old now, but there is some follow-up on it. And this is, you know, if you don't understand, based on your skin color, the way that you are supposed to vote, if you're black, then you ain't black, of course, Joe Biden said. In other words, all black people are supposed to think one way and vote one way, and if you don't, you don't count. Maybe you should keep that in mind as you fill out your census form, if you haven't done so as of yet, and it asks what your race is, and if you don't know that you're going to vote for Joe Biden, you might want to consider not check marking your race as being African American. And as usual, Democrats, many of which challenged him on his stance with segregation and busing during the, well, when they were vying for that nomination, are coming to his defense, of course. My favorite defense is that, oh, he was just joking. So racist jokes are now good. I didn't know that. This is something else that Joe Biden has managed to bring about. He has gotten rid of the Me Too movement. That's done and over with. Now women are not to be believed. And racist jokes are okay. Because they're claiming that when he said, hey, if you don't know any better, if you don't know what's good for you when it comes to this vote, then you ain't black. Well, that's just a joke. Now, for some time now, we've accepted the premise that jokes regarding race were inappropriate. They're called racist jokes. People lose their jobs for telling racist jokes. People in political office have had to resign for telling racist jokes. People who are elected officials that have forwarded emails that have come to light that tell jokes based on race have been forced to resign in shame and had the entire world come down on them. But now Joe Biden tells a joke regarding race, and we're back in the game of telling jokes regarding race as being something that is perfectly acceptable again, or at least, if not acceptable, it certainly doesn't require one to lose one's status or position. So we can thank Joe Biden for getting rid of the Me Too movement and bringing back the fact that telling jokes based on race is once again A-OK. He's really doing a lot of good, and he's not even got the nomination thus far. I have a number of friends who are African-American, and they have taken to social media with an intellectual curiosity, and a learning experience as to what it means to now be white. And some of them are quite clever and some are quite humorous as they on a daily basis, make observations now that they're no longer black, what it's like to be a white person. So there is a lot of learning that's coming out of this. All right, everyone, that Queen City Motors talk and text line 447-KSGF. I am Nick Reed. And here's the latest traffic update on Springfield's Talk 104.1. Okay. The Camden County Sheriff has responded to all the crowded bars, restaurants, Lake of the Ozarks, essentially saying they weren't breaking any laws. There seems to be a misunderstanding a lot of people have regarding recommendations versus, you know, law. And recommended that you stay 6 feet, recommended that you do this. Of course, much of this changes over time. One period of time, we were encouraged not to wear masks. Then you have people that just, you know, all of a sudden you have to wear masks. The 6 feet figure, I think, is pretty humorous because it is arbitrary. There are animations put out showing, you've seen these people, they, have coronavirus and it spreads 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet. It goes through the ventilation systems and say, like, well, 6 feet, what difference does that make? There is a real misunderstanding that a lot of people have. They just can't believe this. Just can't believe it. I saw one individual, I know who he is, and he posted that, for example, one of the bar in particular that somebody filmed, and there were a lot of people. This is Lake of the Ozarks. They're in the swimming pool, and it looks like any given normal summer. There was a banner I saw in the background that reminded people to socially distance 6 feet, which, of course, is laughable given the number of people that were there. And this relatively intelligent individual, best I could tell, my experience with them, posts that instead of that, they should have big flashing signs that show pictures of their grandparents and pictures of people who have died. All right, okay. Now, you could also put pictures of people who have died drowning up there. That is something that occurs on the lakes. Every single season, people drown. You could put up pictures of people who were killed in car accidents while they were on their way to enjoy the summer festivities at Lake of the Ozarks or wherever. You could put up pictures of those individuals who died because they were heading out to participate in these festivities. This is what a lot of people are failing to recognize when it comes to the approach a lot of these folks are taking. It isn't that they don't believe in the coronavirus or that it doesn't exist. It's that they believe, what is the point in keeping your entire life locked down and never experiencing life? What is the point in that? Oh, to avoid death? There is a reasonable, balanced approach to life that people take, and different people fall in different areas on the spectrum. Some people don't skydive because they think that's insane to jump out of a plane when a parachute won't open. And they can prove that skydiving increases your chance of dying because sometimes parachutes don't open. Well, of course, it's extremely rare that that happens, but for them, it's not worth it. For a lot of people, it is. Heck, that's why some people that's why they like it. Some people will not ride on roller coasters because they're afraid that it will derail. Now, how silly is that? Of course, you see people at the park, they ride roller coasters all the time. Yes, but sometimes they do derail, and sometimes people die. As I mentioned before, every single year, people drown on the lake. Drowning is something that happens with such consistency. Young children are taught how to swim. There are lifeguards that are put out there because of the expectation that this probably will happen. We know that it's going to happen anyway because it does continue to happen. Now, of course, you could ban people from being in lakes altogether, and that would stop it. If you made sure that no one was on the lake. But we've decided as a society that there's certain risks that you take. And while in the beginning a lot of people saw this stuff and they thought, there's a good chance we're going to have, you know, millions upon millions upon millions of people dying. And this perception that if you got it, odds are you were going to die. People have begun to recognize that it isn't like that. And so they are making a reasonable approach. Now, it may not be one that you agree with. But that doesn't mean that they're unreasonable. Outside of people who absolutely refuse to leave their homes, most of us on a daily basis take measured risks in life. And even people who decide that they're going to stay in their home constantly. You know how many people die in their homes due to accidents? Normal, and I even hesitate to, I don't want to say you're not necessarily normal if you don't want to go and be in a swimming pool with a lot of people, but you're not abnormal if you do. I can all but guarantee, well, I could just tell you, when I look at these pictures that are supposed to be so audacious, because these people are so insane and reckless, that I have been in proximity of other people, as close as these individuals are to one another. You have people that are within, you know, a foot or two of one another. You're telling me in this entire time you haven't gone into the grocery store and had somebody without a mask get that close to you? Of course you have. What about Florida and all those spring breakers? The governor of Florida, of course, was chastised for that. He was going to kill us all. All these spring breakers are going to go back to their homes, not to mention, you know, so many of them came from New York down to Florida, and they were going to spread it like crazy, and you have an elderly population there. Of course, that didn't happen. You know, the panic over the hairdresser in Springfield, that made national news before this with the Lake of the Ozarks visuals. The visuals always add to it, you know. Given when random testing is done, we find a shocking number of people who have coronavirus or have had coronavirus, if we're testing for antibodies, that never even knew it. I believe one of the, I don't know if I'd say dangerous, but a misconception that's not doing any good at all is the belief that the only people that have it are those that get tested for having it. They interviewed, you know, they've got to always, they go find someone who had their hair cut and they interview them and just, oh, you know, how worried they are and how upset they are that this person would be so irresponsible. If that individual thinks that they have not been in close contact with someone with coronavirus, they're out of their minds. I believe that every single one of us, virtually every single one of us, have at some point come in very close proximity to somebody who has had coronavirus, because I believe the number of people who have had it just blows away the number of people that we estimate based on testing. And this is largely because of testing that has been done in areas randomly. The meatpacking plant in Missouri, where out of 4,000 and some employees, they found over It was around roughly 20% or so of the individuals. I think it was like 2,500 employees and like 400 or 500 that tested positive. It was somewhere in that area. Had no symptoms, had no idea. A couple of counties out in California, they found massive numbers of people when they started doing random testing that had coronavirus or had it. They could tell with the antibody testing, had no idea. So to think that I haven't been exposed until I went in and got my hair cut, and now I know I was exposed because a person who's there showed symptoms and was sick from it, that is, I believe it's extremely naive. And it also keeps people panicked and locked down. There is a new ad that Joe Biden is running slamming President Trump for playing golf while the coronavirus is all around us. Oh, okay. And also Biden's claim that every single time he's run for office, the NAACP has endorsed him. They have come out and said, actually, that's not true at all. In fact, we don't endorse candidates. Oh. I'm not sure how much fact-checking was done on that one. Former Vice President Joe Biden is launching, or he did launch, a 30-second ad showing Trump playing golf at his Virginia club on Saturday. And it's interspersed with footage of people who appear to be frontline healthcare workers walking into hospital rooms, administering tests, drive-throughs, interacting with patients on stretchers. And the video also shows a red bar graph increasing in size as the number of coronavirus-related deaths hovers near or close to 100,000. The ad reads, "The death toll is still rising. The president is playing golf." Now, how does one impact the other? And this is where common sense has been totally sucked out of our public arena. Now, this whole playing golf thing began back during the Bush administration and the war in Iraq. And Bush would play golf while men and women were dying overseas. And we were told that that was a horrible thing to do. And he stopped. So he's, all right, the optics of it. And Bush did allow himself to be dictated by the media narrative way too often. I don't know that it really bothered Obama whenever, more so to prove a point about hypocrisy, people would point out, Obama's playing golf while this is going on and that's going on and so forth. And now Trump, of course, you know, people are dying of illness while he's playing golf. Well, people die of illness every day. If we are not supposed to play golf in this country, when people die from illnesses, then we should shut down every course in existence and just ban golf. Because I don't know if you've ever noticed, but the section of newspapers have always had what's called the obituary section. And that's where people die. This is where they list the names. And oftentimes it's from diseases. So we should just shut it all down. I mean, this is the premise. We're no longer playing golf in this country if people are dying from illness. What could President Trump, if you listen to these people, Trump is just making things worse anyhow. Shouldn't they want Trump to be on the golf course? These contradictory messages that come from people like Joe Biden that are out there saying Trump shouldn't be president because he doesn't know what he's doing, but then demands that he gets in there and do more of it. How much sense does that make? That's like saying you've got some sort of, you know, surgeon who's a butcher and kills people left and right, but demanding that they do more surgeries. Well, why is that surgeon out on the golf course? Doesn't he know that there are people that need surgery? Now, according to you, he's butchering people, killing them left and right. What do you want him in there for? What do you want him in the game for? He should be on the bench. So on one hand, Donald Trump is making things worse. He's killing people. That's the whole point of the New York Times with their 100,000 person, you know, obituary on the front page where they list all of these individuals who have died of coronavirus, except for one was a murder victim. Is that, you know, Trump is responsible for this. Well, you ought to want him to play golf. Now, let me tell you something that mature adults understand. Anyone who is any sort of position that deals with stress, particularly those who are in charge to some capacity over lots and lots of people, or maybe one person at a time, but in a very serious way, like a brain surgeon, you want them to have outlets to breathe a little bit. You want them to get away every once in a while. Most people, whether they are mental, emotional, or physical doctors, will tell you that it is necessary for your own health and just for your ability to think straight and to make more level-headed decisions to get out and blow some steam off once in a while. Now, there's a difference between that and, of course, if you have somebody who's president and they're playing golf every single day and they're ignoring phone calls, and no one has alleged Trump has ever done that. I mean, Trump works nonstop, and he gets more stuff done than any past president, you know, has done in any modern history. I mean, most people recognize that. He is just nonstop going. So for a presidential candidate to run an ad, I mean, this is how absolutely weak the Biden campaign is right now. To claim because people are getting sick and some are dying that somehow President Trump shouldn't play golf on a particular day and that has a connection to people dying. It's ignorant, it's immature, and it shows how little the Biden campaign has to offer the American people. Here's Parker Padgett. He's got our latest traffic. I'm Nick Reed on Springfield's Talk 104.1. And here he is, everyone. Don Luzader with the latest news update.
Good morning. Missouri's health director issuing a dire warning after photos and videos show Memorial Day weekend revelers partying close together and, as Nick says, having fun. The coronavirus is still here, and the spreading of illnesses could have long-lasting and tragic results. That's coming from Dr. Randall Williams. One video on social media shows a crammed pool at Lake of the Ozarks with people lounging and playing close together without masks. That lake draws people from as far away as Arkansas and Iowa. And the Cadman County Sheriff says partygoers made a conscious decision about the risks of COVID-19. After that video surfaced at Lake of the Ozark, the sheriff says that the Cadman County is a tourism-driven economy, and he says the guidelines on social distancing cannot be enforced by his department because they are guidelines and not the law. And that is the latest news.
You know, of course, they're going to do what they're going to do. But one of the things that the governor of Florida has pointed out are the facts surrounding the results of spring break there, and that it didn't cause any real massive increase in coronavirus cases.
And this was at the beginning of this whole pandemic.
Yeah, it was kind of when it was shooting up. And most importantly, perhaps, he noted that so many of the people that would come into Florida were from New York, where this huge hotspot was. And Florida has one of the lowest, not just death rates per 100,000, but people that have been on ventilators, people. And now you can debate why that is. But this idea that people gathering is automatically going to mean people dying, that just hasn't proven to be true. And so while I think that there's still plenty of reasonable debate to be had as to whether it's a good idea or not, I just don't think that it is I don't think you can automatically say, this is a horrible idea, you're going to kill people. Because we've seen these gatherings play out before, and it hasn't resulted in that.
Right.
You know, I mean, but there seems to be a great lack of desire to have discussions about a lot of these things. And sometimes that's just wanting a simple answer.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, it's a hassle to have these debates. It's easier to just, for some people, to have someone say, nope, don't do it, and like, okay. And that's just the end of it, because then you don't have to think about it. Thinking is hard sometimes.
Yeah. And if you're going to put up a sign, does it really do any good to have a sign up?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I laughed. Oh, yeah. When the very first, it was a still shot, or it may have been video I saw, and there was a sign that said 6 feet. Yeah. I mean, I laughed out loud when I saw it. Because
it covered the whole pool area.
I don't think there was a single person who was 6 feet away from everyone.
Right.
I really don't think there was. I mean,
no.
Every single person there was. But you think about it. And this is, again, context to me. If those people weren't all in that pool area, they were all going to be in boats, probably, out on the lake. And most of those boats would have 8 or 12 people. Pontoons could have as many as 20. They're not going to. So it's still happening. It's just the visual of it there that, you know, people, they think, oh, I can't believe this is happening. It's happening all over.
Yeah.
It's happening everywhere. Chicago has dealt with, you know, TMZ, they post a lot of these videos. And there were these massive house parties happening in Chicago. And they were posting videos a few weeks ago. That Lake of the Ozarks thing is nothing compared to some of these house parties. People shoulder to shoulder in there. And, you know, of course, the mayor was, you know, don't do it. This idea that something like that should be shown as this is an exception of, you know, one grouping of people not following the rules. I'm telling you, it's happening everywhere. And I'm not saying that makes it right.
Right.
But
it is.
It is. It just is.
Yeah. I think there was a water park. I don't remember if that was Texas. There were several different things they were talking about. And one of them was a big water park that reopened. And there were big lines to get in. And no one was social distancing in line. It's like, you know, it's all over.
Well, I went to one of the it was Saturday. I came in here for a bit, and then I went to a grocery store to pick up a couple of things. Maybe one out of 40. Now, the employees were wearing masks, but in terms of customers, maybe one out of 40. If I were estimating, most were not.
Yeah.
And there was no social distancing going on.
Right.
It was essentially what you see at that Lake of the Ozarks video scene in terms of people standing. I mean, it's just the way that it is. And this, I don't know. It just... People see a situation like that and they think this is such a crazy anomaly. What the hell's wrong with these people? I'm like, you most likely have been in that same sort of environment, just not in a swimming pool with drinks.
Right. What was really sad, though, is watching the NBC Nightly News last night, and we made the news with the Lake of the Ozarks deal, and then they turned around and talked about how two people at a Great Clips.
Right, yeah, I know.
You know,
right.
Got COVID-19.
And like, you know, and another point, I've been trying to make this. I guarantee you. And you're like, oh, if you've been here, you know, this and that and so forth. And that virtually every person, and this is what I believe, has come into close contact with someone who has coronavirus.
Sure.
Probably didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You may have had it and have been that person somebody else has come into close contact with. But these, what happens is somebody, they feel sick and they get tested. And then we kind of create this environment which, oh, there's one over there. When in fact, I believe so widespread, and random testing has shown that with antibodies in certain areas of the country that they're just like shocked so many people have had it. And to me, I just think if today we were able to test 300 plus million people in this country, we would find, I wouldn't be surprised if over 50% of people have had it. It wouldn't surprise me. It might be less. And while someone's saying, oh my gosh, it's even worse than we thought. No, that means it's better, because that means that it's not nearly as deadly for a vast number of people. And we don't have to worry so much about it.
It's going to get to the point where right now you don't want to be around someone who has coronavirus. Eventually it'll be to where those are the only people you want to be around.
Yeah, I know.
Because
people don't have it. Yeah, and I know we've talked about this before, but the just such a different mentality from when there were the chicken pox parties where when, you know, one of the kids would have chicken pox And you know, I'm of the age where I don't know when the vaccine came out, but I had chickenpox. I didn't get a chickenpox vaccine. And whenever one kid, then the parents, the moms, would get the kids together to play with that kid so they'd get it over with, get it out of their system. Well, now it would be lock that kid up and let's shut everything down. It's just such a different mentality.
It is.
Anyway, all right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair, the Ozarks Home Improvements. Flood advisory west of Springfield until noon today. A 50% chance of showers today with a high of 74. More showers tonight, 62. Showers, afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 74. And Thursday, a chance of showers, thunderstorms with a high of 75. It is 66 and cloudy. See, is it warm in here to you?
No.
Yeah, it's warm to me.
No, I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, man. Now I'm jealous because I like it to feel cool. Well, probably the Rona. Isn't that one of the things they say? You feel hot, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You sneeze. There was a video. I was going to play the audio of it. But every other word was the F word. So I thought, there's no point. I can't even play this audio. Some grocery store. Where these people mobbed up on some lady because she wasn't wearing a mask. I mean, they were screaming at her. They were yelling at her, get the blank out, calling her. I mean, it was a crazy, because she wasn't wearing a mask, something that's not required by law. And I think you've got Kamala Harris and these other Democrats are like, we have to pass legislation to protect Asian Americans because Trump has turned Trump supporters against Asian Americans. I'm thinking, look at what you have created. Where a person in a grocery store doesn't wear a mask, doesn't comply, and people feel perfectly validated to scream and curse and yell and threaten them. Oh, but that's okay. Joe Biden called out Amazon. This is a pretty standard deal for Democrats in particular, rail against people who create jobs. Rail against them. They're evil, they're bad, and they take advantage of the rest of us. We don't benefit from them at all. They owe us. The only reason that these massive corporations and the people who run them are rich because they somehow screwed all of us over. And Amazon is one of these entities that they love to beat up on and demonize. So Joe Biden was railing on them because the lack of taxes that they pay. He tweeted, I've said it before and I'll say it again. No company pulling in billions of dollars in profit should pay a lower tax rate than firefighters and teachers. It's time for Amazon to pay its fair share. Now, let's first talk about that. This might be incidental, but the contradictions drive me nuts. Many of the people who claim that corporations should not be able to make donations to candidates because they aren't people, they're corporations, somehow think that they should be able or somehow pay taxes just like people do. Because you hear the comparison, I mean, Joe Biden just made it. Well, Amazon, they should pay the same tax rate as a firefighter. Well, why don't you think they should be able to make campaign donations like a firefighter then? See the contradiction? Corporations, I mean, either they are run by people who can make donations, or they're not, so they shouldn't be able to make donations. Now, that's incidental. That's not the point of this. Included in Biden's tweet was a link to a CNBC News article that highlighted remarks that Biden had given on Friday morning during an interview with the publication, which he said, I don't think any company, I don't give a damn how big they are. The Lord Almighty should absolutely be in a position where they pay no taxes and make billions and billions of dollars. Number one, the whole notion of this is, are you playing the game fairly? What's the capitalist system all about? The capitalist system is about everyone dealing fairly and dealing straight up with the American people and with their employers. Now, Amazon, and I'm glad to see companies, they need to start firing back at politicians. Amazon responded to Biden's remarks several hours after he posted his tweet writing, quote, Joe Biden, we pay every cent owed. You spent three decades in the Senate and know that Congress wrote these tax laws to encourage companies to invest in the U.S. economy. We have. 500,000 jobs with a minimum wage of $15 an hour across 40 states. Assume your complaint is with the tax code, not Amazon. Now, this is an important point, though not the largest one to be made. These people will rail against massive corporations or people like Donald Trump for not paying their, quote, fair share. They did this to Mitt Romney, when in fact they pay everything that they're legally obligated to. And usually the people who complain that they're not paying more than they're legally obligated to are the people who help write the laws. So they themselves create a system, as Amazon pointed out, with the intent to incentivize investment and so forth, regarding taxes. And then when Amazon abides by the tax law, the very people who help craft the tax law are the ones out there condemning them for it. Now, some people may argue, well, they should still be paying taxes, and they need to pay more taxes anyhow. There should be a corporate tax. There shouldn't be any loopholes and so forth. After the break, I want to just explain a reality about who really pays these taxes. And I know a lot of you know this and understand this. I'll give you a hint. It isn't Amazon. Here's Parker Padgett with traffic. I'm Nick Reed. This is Springfield's Talk 104.1. Joe Biden railing on Amazon because they don't pay enough in taxes. I'm guessing he's talking corporate taxes. This is a difficult thing for a lot of people to wrap their mind around, particularly those on the left, because they have themselves convinced that the bigger a company is, and that's just visually speaking, like they have giant buildings and these big, then the worse they are. And the more advantage they're taking of people. And so they need to pay more taxes. You know where those taxes come from? They come from the consumer. If you've ever run a business, you understand this concept. You've got two columns. You have revenue and expenditures. Expenditures are things that cost you money. As a business, you have to pay. And then you have revenue. That's the amount of money that comes in from the consumer. If you spend more than you have coming in, eventually you cease to exist. It's not like the government. So the amount of money that you spend is dependent on the amount of money that you have coming in. One of the expenditures, you have a number of them. You have human beings, you have healthcare, you've got, you know, just every single cost under the sun that exists. But one of those things are taxes. Because you only have so much money coming in, the higher that you must pay in taxes, the less money you have for other things. That's just a reality. You may not like that concept. You might think it's unfair, but it's just fact. If you have $100 to spend and the government comes along and says, we need $20 of it, you have 20 less to spend on things that you would want to spend it on. If you are a business and you have $100 million and the government comes along and says, you need to give us $20 million of that, that's $20 million less dollars that you have for your expenditures. So you've got to figure out from, you know, where you take that. Does it come from infrastructure? Does it come from bonuses? Do you let people go? Now, one of the answers, of course, is you can attempt to raise the amount of money that you have coming in so you don't have to cut the amount of money that's going out. And to some degree, that can be done. But at some point, what happens is you get the law of diminishing return. You raise money, you know, raise the cost of your goods or service, and you have less and less people buy it. And so at some point, you're doing more harm than good because you have less revenue coming in, which means, once again, less money to pay people and so forth. Ultimately, though, this is what must be understood. That money comes from you, the person who buys the good or the product or the service. because that's where Amazon's, you know, or any business, that is where their money comes from. It comes from me and you when we buy their products. So it just, to me, it's such a sign of a lack of understanding when you have people like Joe Biden talk about we really need to tax and show Amazon, and then support like, yeah, show this court. No, you pay that. That is a tax on you if you buy products from Amazon. You pay that. You may be okay with that. But we have got to educate people and to have a better understanding of what it means when a business is taxed. It is not a tax on the business, ultimately, because you pay that. It's like, let's say you're going to, you know, you got somebody that's going to go to Vegas. And you tell them, you know, hey, while you're there, put 20 on, you know, black. And they are the ones who are physically doing it. Okay, they're the ones that do it. And then you say, you know what? No, put 40. Well, that's okay. They may put the $40 down, but that money comes from you. You have to give it to them. They're the one doing it. They're the one, you know, that you are the person that from which they're getting the money to do it. And it's the same thing when it comes to corporations. If a car manufacturer, any taxes they pay, that goes on, that's what goes to the car. That's when you buy the car that gets rolled into the cost of the car. I heard somebody railing the other day against Amazon and the fact that, you know, they don't pay their people enough and they don't pay enough taxes. Well, you listen, the more you want them to pay in taxes, the less money they're going to have to pay their people. You've got to pick one or the other. If you want to, you know, if you think, well, I think that that money will do more good with the government having it instead of Amazon, fine, you know, that's, you're wrong. But if you want to believe that, but understand you are the one who pays Amazon taxes to the government or any other industry. You know, really stick it to the oil companies. Yeah, they need to pay more in taxes. Guess what? You pay more at the pump when that happens. Here's Traffic with Parker Padgett. I'm Nick Reed.